satanic freaks. He offered me human blood. He said it would take me higher than I've ever been in my life. I thought he was kidding. So I told him, just as soon, have an ounce or so of pure adrenochrome. One of years of fresh adrenaline gland to chew on. I could already feel the stuff working on me. The first wave felt like a combination of mescaline and methadrine. Child molestering. He swore he didn't do it. Why should I fuck with children? He says. They're too small. Christ. Werewolf is entitled to legal counsel. I didn't dare turn the creep down. Might have picked up a letter open and gone after my pinal gland. Why not? We should get some of that. Just eat a big handful and see what happens. Some of what? Extract of pineal. Sure, that's a good idea. One whiff of that shit would turn you into something old. Got a medical encyclopedia. Man, your head would swell up like a watermelon. You probably gain about 100 pounds in 2 hours. Right! Grow claws. Bleeding warts. Yes! Then you notice about 6 huge hairy tits swelling up on your back. Fantastic! You'd go blind. Your body would turn into wax. I had to put you into a wheelbarrow. Man, I'll try about anything, but I never touch a pineal gland. Finish the fucking story. What happened? What about the glands? Finish the fucking story. Finish the fucking story. Finish the fucking story. Signs of violence. What had happened? There were evidence in this room of extensive consumption of almost every type of drug known to civilized man since 1544 AD. But what kind of addict would need all these coconut husks, crushed honeydew rinds? Would the presence of junkies account for all these uneaten French fries? These puddles of glazed ketchup on the puro, maybe so. But then why all these booze? Those crude pornographic photos smeared with mustard that dried into a hard yellow crust. These were not the who prints of your normal God-fearing junkie. It was too savage, too aggressive. Grim memories and bad flashbacks. Something ugly had happened. I was sure of it.